Information has been published and brochures sent out recently to prospective exhibitors at the 1964 World's Fair upcoming at Flushing Meadow Park in Long Island. We're told that land at the fair in the special exhibit section costs $4 per square foot per year, that is, and half the area you rent cannot be built upon but must be suitably landscaped. We're talking with a gentleman here at Bob and Ray Land today. His name is Jay Sidebotham. Is that J-A-Y or J initial Sidebotham?
Initial J Sidebotham.
Sidebotham. Is it John?
Yes.
Could you tell us just what you have to do with the fair and what
you're
planning?
Well, I came to New York to see the fair people, to see if I could rent a small area for a J Sidebotham Pavilion at the fair.
And
I got the $16 to put in it. I figured I could rent 4 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, according to the rules, I have to plant it, landscape it. I'm going to put 2 geraniums there.
I see. Well,
and then stand in the area.
Well, what will you do? What kind of a display? I mean, what's your reason for...
Well, my wife and I have traveled quite a good many places.
Uh-huh.
And the farthest of which...
Is that your wife over there?
No. Oh. The farthest of which is New York. But we've picked up postcards in all these places, and I thought we'd stand there at the fair with a colored parasol over our heads and show our postcards of the places we've been.
Well, what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a house painter.
Well, are you going to promote that in any way?
I hadn't thought of that, no.
Well, for instance, what kind of postcards will you show?
Well, we have one of Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh.
You got one of a New York card.
Let me see that one of Providence.
We bought the New York card... Several years ago, it shows the X-liner Normandy deck docked at the Hudson River Pier.
Are those false teeth you have?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, it's not important, but...
Here's one of the Yale campus at New Haven.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Here's a card showing a typical Cape Cod cranberry bog. We go down there quite a lot.
Uh-huh. What's the deuce is this picture here?
This is a picture of the Boston Navy shipyard.
Oh, I was looking at it upside down. That's why I didn't make much sense.
Here's the Adams Mansion in Weymouth. That's right near Braintree.
Who cares, sir?
I think folks like to see things like this.
I mean, really, people, when they go to a World's Fair, I don't want to discourage you. Land sakes, if there's one thing that Bob and Ray have dedicated their lives to, is not discouraging
that's
people.
That's why I wanted to come on your program. I've heard you're great humanitarians.
Sir, we want to wish you all the luck in the world. I know I will drop by your exhibit.
I think the fair officials are going to turn me down anyway.
Why is that?
I don't think they're going to let me have that small space.
Well, if you're impressed, listeners, let your objections be known to those in charge of the fair. Ray Goulding speaking now and returning you to Bob Elliott, who's right across the table from me.
He know his wig is on backwards.